Hi, how are you? Gary, how are we calling?
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing good, Rich. How are you?
I am great. So good to have you back on with us.
Thank you. Absolutely, man. Great to be back on the show. I appreciate it.
Man, oh, man. So I was so excited to get some new holiday music. I'm sorry, ho-ho-hoey holiday music of this year. Loved your version of the Nutcracker last year. And then I downloaded this baby. Let's give a little listen, if we can, to the brand new one. Man, that is great stuff, but I'm a little worried it's going to set my Christmas tree on fire. It's so hot, Gary.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. Well, you know what? I haven't had a chance to record that song for years. I wanted to do it, and I just thought it'd be really fun to give it a rock and roll, you know, kind of feel and high energy. I was thinking of almost like Iron Maiden, you know, meets Christmas.
It is fantastic. And this is very cool news, too, that people need to act quickly. You've got a limited number of copies of the red vinyl release of Hark the Ho-Ho-Hoey Hits.
Yes, we our first time ever doing vinyl with the Holiday Collection, and we did a red vinyl that we're releasing now. And it's the first time we've ever done it, and we printed a limited amount because, you know, it's like records, you know, there's not like people are selling tens of thousands of records these days. So we wanted to really kind of focus on it and get them out there.
Well, people can go to the website at GaryHoey.com for more information on that. Of course, you're out on the annual Ho Ho Hoey Rockin' Holiday Tour. You've got a whole lot of dates coming up, and you'll even get, well, up in our neck of the woods, too, in your old stomping grounds. You'll be in Derry, New Hampshire at the Tupelo Music Hall on December 6th, down in Pawtucket, Rhode Island at the Met on December 7th, and really everywhere up and down the East Coast, out to Illinois, Michigan, Arizona even, California. You are rocking everybody's holiday season.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be taking it coast to coast this year. We added some more dates, and I'm also excited. I'm going to have my son playing with me on stage. My son's 23. Quite a guitar player himself. He's been really working hard over the years. So he's playing on stage. So it's a real family affair. And it's a thrill to play with my kid.
That is very cool indeed. And once again this year, you're also doing your annual Christmas guitar giveaway. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We started this about 18 years ago. We've been doing an annual guitar giveaway. And we basically pick out a guitar. I have a black Fender with a maple neck. It's beautiful. It's sitting next to me right here. And so we're basically going to give it away on Christmas Day. They can go to my website, GaryHoey.com, H-O-E-Y, and just hit the newsletter, and then we'll send them an email letting them know whether they won. And I wish everybody the best on that one.
That is fantastic. And exciting news once we get past Christmas, too, that we're going to see a brand new Gary Hoey album in 2025.
Yes, I have a new album, long overdue. I've been working on this thing for years, but it's really a strong record. It's called Avalanche, and it's a vocal record with a lot of rock. My last few albums have been more blues. This album's a rock album, and a lot of really heartfelt songs, a lot of crazy stuff. I lost my mom about a year ago. I lost my sister a year and a half ago, my young sister. So, you know, my family's been through a whole lot, and sometimes that comes out in the music, comes out in the writing. So this album was kind of a therapeutic sort of session for me, but it's a real uplifting record. I think people are going to like it.
Well, you've had such a wonderful career, and we talked with you last time you were on about those early days growing up in Lowell and then making your way to Berklee College of Music and just finding a way to make connections in the industry that have continued to serve you well for all these years.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think what I've learned, man, is just in this life, you have to go after your dreams. And sometimes, you know, you might not be ready for every step of the way, but you just have to get in there and make it happen. And I used to do that a lot, going and hanging out around Berklee and learning some things. Even though I didn't go to the school, I studied with some people. And I found a way to make that connection. And And I think, you know, if you have some credibility, you know, you do good business, good work with people, it comes back around as time goes on. And so I'm really blessed.
Well, and you've had the opportunity to play with, I'm sure, a whole lot of people that you looked up to as a young musician, including probably some of the guys that you'll be hanging out with on this Rock Legends cruise coming up in February. A bunch of friends of our show going to be there. Alice Cooper, Don Felder, John Waite, and gosh, folks like Styx, Blackberry Smoke, John Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Man, this sounds like a heck of a cruise.
It really is. It's a great lineup. Rock Legends Cruise, I've been doing it for years, and I love it. It's a four-day event. People can come on and just hear some of the greatest bands in a four-day period. You go from stage to stage, so it's really a great time. I host an all-star jam on Saturday nights. I've been doing for years, where I get a lot of the celebrities to come down, and I kind of, you know, host a jam that we play and find unique combinations. You'll see, like, Robbie Krieger and, you know, and Sebastian Bach from Skid Row doing a song together. Where else would you see that? We're all on a cruise ship.
I love it. We're talking with Gary Hoey here on Downtown. You finished up a recent string of dates with the Lou Gramm All-Stars Tour. What was that experience like?
It was great. I'm such a big fan of Lou Gramm and Foreigner growing up. They were just, you know, one of my favorite bands from the first album, and they just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recently, long overdue, everyone says. And Lou is just such an incredible singer. I think one of the greatest rock singers ever. So it's an honor, thrill to play with him on stage. And man, it's just one hit after another, because he's playing, you know, the Foreigner catalog as well. And it's all hits all night.
I saw that you're going to be working, or have worked, with Lita Ford again.
Yes, we just finished another album, a second album together, and it should be out in the new year. Really great album. She's just getting better and better, and we have a great chemistry working together. You know, we just really is we kind of help each other out a lot. She really is going to do great with this record, I believe.
I wanted to ask you as well about Fantasy Camp. You're doing that again next year, it looks like.
Yes, there's a new camp coming up in February. I've been doing Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp now for over 10 years, and it's great to see the young people come in, older people, and get to live that dream of playing on stage with some of their heroes. So we basically get a four-day camp where we help them out for a couple of days, you know, getting them ready. They have a mentor, a rock star in their band, and then they get to perform at, like, the Whiskey or the Viper Room in Hollywood. And we have Stuart Copeland from The Police, Jeff Skunk Baxter, Dale Jones from the Rolling Stones coming in. So we have some amazing musicians.
Gary, the recording business has changed so much since you first started, not just in the way that music is marketed out there, but even in the way you make music. Do you find that it's easier now because you're able to do so much probably right at home?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a lot of technology changes that have made it so that, you know, we can make music in our bedrooms. We can make music on a laptop. In a hotel room, you know, you can keep your creativity going. The way we can connect with people, we can share music. It's incredible. I mean, I grew up more in the analog era. I grew up when, you know, and I'm sure you know too, when we had tape machines and reel-to-reel tape. And there was no, you know, it was just a different time. And I think we listened a little more with our ears and not so much our eyes.
Right.
I sit there in the studio and people are, like, looking at the screen going, it doesn't look right. I'm like, shut your eyes.
But it's the same thing here in the studio, that you can edit here in the studio without even listening. But I remind myself, you know, it is radio. It would probably be a good idea to go back and listen to make sure it sounds good.
Exactly. Because we have the tools, but sometimes we get so micro-focused on these little things that we lose the human element. And I don't want to say people are overusing auto-tuner, but people are overusing auto-tuner. You know, everything doesn't have to be pitched perfect. Sometimes a couple background vocals out of tune, just a little bit, it's human. And so I miss, you know, that era of where people would just, they would shoot for the performance more than the perfection.
Well, and you wonder, too, what the future holds with AI and how that can impact things. We don't need some AI Gary Hoey out there. We want the real deal.
I want the real deal, man. The AI guy, it's just going to be not the same. You won't have the same personality.
So when you get out on tour, do you mix in, is it all holiday songs? Do you mix in some of your other non-holiday music?
I do. I like to put a few non-holiday songs in there. Obviously, Hocus Pocus, because it was my probably biggest hit, Lowrider, and we try to mix it up with some non-Christmas. But I found out over the years that, you know, because I recorded almost 40 Christmas songs, people want to hear mostly Christmas because they're in that mode. You know, they've got the Santa hats on and the T-shirts and the ugly Christmas sweaters. So I find I keep putting more and more Christmas in. So it's really pretty predominant Christmas with a few maybe non.
How is it possible? I'm reading this and I don't quite believe it, that it's been 29 years since the first Christmas CD.
Yeah, I can't believe 29 years ago in 1995, I just said, man, you know, I want to create a Christmas album. And my mom was pushing me to do it, but I just didn't want to do something hokey. And just there was so many Christmas records out there. You know, I heard that sound, you know. You know, I heard that and I was like, I'm bored. I'm already bored. You know, I'm just like, I want to do something that is going to make people get excited, like doing the Grinch, you know. You know, and do something like that, which I thought was fun.
I love it. And look, no offense to Mannheim Steamroller, but man, we like to get some good rockin' Christmas tunes out there. I know our sister station, WKIT, Classic Rock Station, plays a lot of your holiday songs. And it's just, it's brought Christmas and Christmas music into the modern era. And we owe so much of that to you.
I appreciate it, man. You know, when I did it in 1995, I literally did not think I had this brainstorm idea. I just thought, you know, the best ideas come from you know, something that you think is cool, you know, or something that you think is necessary. Then you're just like, you know, we really need this right now. And that was my thing was, man, if I could rock out Christmas music. And if you listen to my arrangements, I mean, they didn't come easy. You know, I spent a whole lot of time on the arrangements and sitting down doing, whether I'm doing a country version of Jingle Bells or I'm doing Carol of the Bells. I mean, it's all something I treated each song very carefully on how I wanted to do it. And that's why I did some you know, heavy metal, some are jazz, some are swing, some are blues, because I love all those genres of music and it all fits, you know.
Well, and now you've created a great tradition. We look forward to it every year, hearing the new song, seeing where you're going to be playing on the Ho Ho Hoey Rockin' Holiday Tour, the guitar giveaway, and always when you come visit with us, go to Gary's website, Gary Hoey, H-O-E-Y, GaryHoey.com. Check out the tour, the guitar giveaway, and everything else going on. And most of all, check out the brand new version of Angels We Have Heard on High. Gary, it's great to talk with you again. Have a wonderful time out on tour, and of course, have a rockin' Christmas.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Great interview, Rich. Merry Christmas, brother.